Have you heard about my father-in-law and the wreck of the Lendor?
No, tell us about that.
The Lendor was a big yacht wrecked at Portland Bill in 1952. And people were saved, and the wreck was abandoned. And some fishermen, the guys that fished from Portland Bill at the time, because there was, you know, all those huts were fishermen's huts at one time. We took a boat from the crane. I can remember there were about 8 boats that fished from that crane. And anyway, they got together and they bought the wreck of the Lendor from the insurance company for just a tiny amount of money. And so they tried to salvage all they could. One of the valuable things was the lead in the keel. And so they arranged for a local guy who was a diver in the Navy. When he was next coming down for the weekend, he would bring a dive in, you know, some diving equipment, and he would go down not very far to get his to get the lead from the keel. He never turned up. And they were worried about the wreck being slipping back into the sea and would be lost. So the talk was that, well, there's plenty of gas masks around. They must keep out the water. If they keep out the gas, they keep out the water. All we need to do is put some sort of air into the gas mask and it'll be fine. So my father-in-law, I don't know if he was picked or whether he volunteered or what, but Tom put the gas mask on, put a hose pipe inside that was, the other end was held by, you know, people on the shore, and went and tried to dive for this lead in the keel. Well, of course, the length of the hose and your own lungs, he couldn't clear his CO2 out of the tube. So he was breathing his own CO2 back and forth, and he passed out. So they knew, you know, but the fact that he wasn't moving very well. So they pulled him up, and Tom used to say he came to on the floor of the lighthouse. They put him in the lighthouse. He thought he was dead. Oh. Yeah. They really, oh, blimey, we killed him. Better put him in the lighthouse, put him back to life. And that's, you know, one of the old stories.
And that's a true story?
That's a true story, yeah. But it gets embroidered with things like, you know, Tom had his welly boots on and he put a lead ingot down each boot so they would keep him down and things like that. And the hose pipe was tied to a biscuit tin so it floated and all, you know, all sorts of things. But the basis of the story is true. The Lendor.